Hi, I'm Bill Slavisek, R&D Director of Dungeons & Dragons at Wizards of the Coast, and you're listening to The Gamer's Haven.
Dungeons & Dragons, Kingdom of Thoth. This is the Vorpal Network.
This podcast is sponsored by GMDice.com. You can never have too many dice.
This podcast is supported by RPG Now, the leading source of indie role-playing games, with over 10,000 RPG titles from over 500 creators and publishers. There are new RPG treasures to discover every day at www.rpgnow.com.
And I will cast Eyebite.
On whom?
On the ghoul guy.
On white? White?
Yeah, whatever he is.
The wiggity white.
Charisma versus will.
Okay.
Ooh. That might hurt.
A 22.
That'll hit him.
All right.
And the white takes the first damage of the encounter. Takes its first damage of the encounter.
I'm going to say, the rest of us have been doing some damage here.
8 points of damage, and I'm invisible to him.
Okay.
And then I will spend my action point. And I will use Eyebite. Actually, now I'm going to use Eldritch Rain. On the skeleton and the big baddie.
Alright.
So, change out dice. Blue is the big baddie, yellow is the skeleton.
Okay.
Well, 10 on the skeleton. Probably
that's
not.
Kidding.
Well, it's versus. I guess I should tell you what it's versus.
Doesn't matter. Help.
Doesn't matter. Okay. Well, how about a 21 versus reflex on the big baddie?
Which is enough to get him.
Okay.
His reflex is, in fact, 21.
You okay?
Yeah.
16 points of fire damage.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I tried to kill skeleton too.
Well, Calibur looks singed after that, but not bloodied. And Seth is up.
I'm going to cast Fire Shroud. Well, first I'm going to move up so somebody's in range of Fire Shroud.
What's the range on it?
It's a burst 3. It's each enemy in burst, though.
You could stay where you're... I mean, it depends. Do you want to hit both of them?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
I would move there. That'll hit him and hit him, and you won't be standing in that thing.
Yeah.
All right, roll it.
Not that we know what standing in that thing does, but it's best to not stand in it. The one standing
it. Natural 20 on Calorel.
Okay.
And a 14 on the skeleton.
Okay. So go ahead and roll damage for the skeleton, and we'll just max it for Calorel. Or, I'm sorry, a 14 for the skeleton?
Yeah.
Versus fortitude.
You missed the skeleton.
Versus fortitude.
Let me double check that, but I'm pretty sure you still miss. Yeah. You missed the skeleton, but max damage for Calorel.
Oh, yeah. Well, he takes...
You should be able to Fangy, you should be able to come up and...
12 fire
smack
damage.
Smack the hell out of the skeleton.
12 fire
might
damage.
Take, so might take it down
some
bloody.
Fire damage until he saves.
If we take that thing off, then we can focus on Calorel a bit more.
Okay.
We're probably going to head towards that weird thing.
That's Seth.
And just keep blasting. And
Palarel is actually on fire. He hates that, by the way.
If that's okay.
Good. Who hates what?
Kalorel's on fire. Now the white gets to go. And he can't see you because you did the eye-bite on him.
I did him.
But he can try to zap Seth.
Uh-oh.
He'll try to zap Seth.
It's okay.
Does a 22 hit your reflex, Seth?
Yes.
Okay, you are immobilized.
Will your shield block?
You say we'll end that.
No.
Take 10 points of necrotic damage.
Ow! Now I'm very bloodied.
Ow! You are very bloodied. Whoa.
The thing in the pit takes another swipe at...
the only one it can.
It's the only one it can at Gaz. So the thing from the pit is a 27. Holy shit.
Yes, it doesn't matter which one it is. Yes, okay. 27.
Sorry, Gaz.
Do you have your halfling thing?
Trying.
To make him reroll?
I'll wait.
Oh. Okay. Take 5 points of damage as it claws you.
Okay. And Calorel is healed.
Gets a little bit better.
Great.
I'm wondering what would happen if we managed to actually get Calorel out of the circle.
And the question think that would stop. Is, what will he do?
I hope that would stop.
This thing actually pulls you closer.
Stay out of the light. Stay out
Do
of the
I
light.
Have to break its grip to move next time?
No.
Okay.
But it does pull you closer.
That's fine. I could care less.
Iona, you're up.
Get low, show me up.
All right. I'm gonna go ahead and use my last healing word on Seth.
Oh yeah.
She needs it.
Yeah. So. Spend a ceiling herge.
That ceiling
too. Yeah.
Spend a ceiling herge.
Yes.
Spend what happens when you meet surge. When the ceiling rushes down?
Well, that's not bad.
You could shoot the ceiling and have it fall.
Hey, Eric, I forgot my curse damage on the main dude, so he just took another 6 points of damage.
Okay.
What does the curse do things?
Whenever I hit him.
Oh. Nice.
I just forgot on that one, dude.
That's fine.
Alright. And I'm going to go ahead and cast... Are you still weakened and all the rest of that crap?
Uh-huh.
Alright, I'm going to go ahead and
weakened
cast...
Weakened and bloodied right now.
Sacred Flame on the...
Skeleton? Or on Calvin or on me?
Thanks!
This would be much better now!
Or, no, that was the splody one. Sorry.
I was kind of hoping to be able to whack on, or to go ahead and hit Calorel, but alright, whatever.
No, go up to Calorel, I'm not.
Okay. I'm gonna also, before I do that, I'm gonna cast, it's a free action, I'm gonna cast Divine Fortune. It gives me a +1 to my attack rolls.
Okay. There you go.
And that's not going to help me any. God damn it. 8, 9, 14.
Not going to do it.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Against reflex. Sorry, I tried.
Feng Yi, you're up.
Okay. I turn and scream because, you know, blood's all dried on me and it doesn't feel good in my beard.
And it's smelly, I'm
and
sure.
It's smelly, and I'm tired of these idiots. They're all poofters. So I'm using my unstoppable to gain some temporary hit points back.
Okay.
And I am moving 5 to here.
And to here. That's... To there?
Here, yes. I counted. 5 to here.
Okay.
So that's and your...
That's my minor and move.
Minor and move, so you have a standard buff.
And I'm doing passing attack against the... the skeleton first.
Okay.
And then I'm going to shift and try to hit Calorel.
Okay. Roll it on the skeleton.
All right. Crush fingers. Where am I at? 21?
Let's see, 21
versus AC?
Versus AC should hit the skeleton, yes.
Okay. 12 points of damage.
That will destroy the skeleton.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Okay.
Cheeto gets to
shifting here. Okay.
Teleport.
And I'm going to try and... My secondary attack, do I have to roll again?
Yeah.
It's plus
two. Oh, there it is. Strength plus two. There it is. I see it.
Tartarus is rolling.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Space and time. Mm-hmm.
Sorry. It's going through the time vortex.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we can get the refrigerator to do that.
Wait a minute. I'm not looking at the right one.
Might get everything all jumbled up inside, though.
That's true.
20.
Let's see.
Versus AC.
Versus AC.
Will not hit Calera.
Damn. Okay. Swing and a miss.
Does the time vortex change color based on where they're at?
I have no idea.
You should know these things.
I do. I just choose not to let you know.
Keeping you in the dark. And that's my turn, I guess. So.
Do you have an action point? Do you want to?
Oh, I do have an action point.
Do you want to do it?
Might as well smoke them while you got them. We're going
to
die.
Can I use my action point to do another strike against Calero?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then I might as well do the brute strike.
Ha ha!
Didn't we use that last time?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Cool. Did not. Mm-hmm. Versus AC.
Not going to do it.
But that's okay, because I can use it again.
Okay.
Yeah, she attempted to use it, but didn't succeed.
Right, I didn't succeed, so okay. But I can use it again.
It's nice when you can reuse on a
mess. Yeah. Yes.
I wish my powers were like that.
It's reliable stuff, yeah.
I'm going to be in a world of hurt. Oh, well.
Please, unfortunately, if I do that, it goes like this.
Okay.
What you doing, guys?
A little death strike. Calorel.
Okay.
Which allows me to move up to two squares before the attack.
Alright, so the thing in the... Because it's threatening reach, the thing in the portal gets a swing at you when you do that.
Okay.
Well, can't you use a shift?
I could.
You shift 11.
Oh, well, never mind.
I could, but this way I haven't actually used a move action, so I can still step out of its reach.
I assume AC 11 does not.
That is true.
So you could finally get out of its reach.
You would have if you get there, you have combat advantage.
Yeah.
Ooh, sweet, so you get all your special stuff.
Twenty-three versus AC?
Not gonna do it.
No, wait. 25 versus AC with the combat advantage.
That will do it.
And the backstab adds what, 2d8? Or the
see what this does. If I pull it off.
Your sneak attack.
You may have a special sneak attack.
Yeah, it's 2d8.
Because I think you have a feat that upped it from the d6 to the d8.
At least bloody him.
Seventeen points of damage with the death strike.
He's reading. And Kellerel has a book out.
It's 2d8.
One moment.
It's an extra 2d8.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how much damage?
17
points of damage with the death strike.
Okay.
And action point basically just gives you another action in the round.
Mm-hmm. One more action. It can either be a standard, a move, or a minor, whatever you want.
I will burn my action point now to take a setup strike on Calorel.
Okay.
And he still has a move left.
Mm-hmm. AC 29.
That'll hit him.
Ouch.
And I hate to tell you this now, but the sneak attack damage is only once per round.
Okay, that's fine. That was the minor half of the damage on this one, actually. So, yeah. 12 points of damage.
Okay.
I said setup strike. I was meaning positioning strike.
Okay.
And I will slide him 3 squares.
All right. Where are you sliding him?
One, two, three.
Okay.
And now as my move.
Nice. Nicely done.
Oh.
That was Gaz. Cowan.
So 29 points of damage and he's still not bloodied?
Not yet bloodied. Cowan, you're up.
Mm. Of course, not to mention the fact that he had been damaged before that. So.
He's also regenerating, though.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to try this, see if it works. I'm going to move over to here. And then I will try a... actually not there, sorry. You move two, so. I move over here, and then I will do a charging bull rush on him.
Okay. Alrighty.
It's a strength versus fortitude attack, but it's...
Alright.
plus one because of the charge.
Okay.
26.
26 is enough to hit him.
Alright, if I hit him, I shift him back one.
Okay, and that puts him into the portal.
I push him back one and I shift into his square.
Okay. So you're pushing Palorel into the portal.
Yes.
He morphs with
into
that
the
thing.
Room.
And he's like, I am powerful beyond belief.
See, I wasn't quite willing to push him into the portal. I was going to push him out of the.
No, he won't. No, no! As the thing grabs him and pulls him in. But as Kalorel disappears into the portal, he looks terrified.
Oh, I get to teleport.
Yes, you do.
I'm like, someone just died horribly.
You're getting closer to the light. Oh, good.
He can't That's see
I
you.
I know.
Nice.
That's why I'm...
Well, I was just like, I was kind of surprised you didn't move up closer at that point as opposed to keeping the pillar and stuff between you and the fact that he still can't see you because you eye-bit him.
Yeah, but I could miss on another eye-bite.
Okay. So much for Colorel.
Sweet.
See, I could have slid him into the portal. I was afraid to try.
Orcus is sitting there and suddenly...
Well, I rolled a nat 20 on the bull rush attempt. Here? That's why I was like, okay, we're going to try this. This could either horribly backfire or it could be good.
And Cheeto, it's your turn.
Ha-ha! But of course, now I'm standing right next to the portal with the big nasty monster.
Yeah, but a move of two and you're...
I'm going to try to eye-bite him again.
Okay, roll it.
I would take it that this monster thing gets to go before me, so it's probably going to try to eat.
22
will...
Actually, 23.
We'll hit it.
I got to remember to add that. Okay. Five, 9 points of damage.
Okay.
And he also can't see me.
Again.
Okay.
Isn't We're that still. Annoying? You can't see me!
As you return.
What
And the skeleton stands back up.
Oh! I turn around.
Return.
And then it blasts. Oh, it'll blast you because you just pushed Calorel into the portal.
That seems fair.
I will give you cover because he has to fire through somebody, but... Boo. 21 versus reflex.
That'll hit.
Alright. You are mobilized.
Mobilized or immobilized?
Immobilized. You are mobilized.
You are forced to move. You're moving!
You're mobilized forward.
No.
Take 8 points of damage. Necrotic.
Damn.
Ow.
He's not looking good at all.
Nothing I can do about it either. So.
And we'll just let the skeleton go whenever the skeleton goes.
Don't have any healing left?
The skeleton does come back bloody,
I've
though.
I used both my healing words. I used one on Seth and one on Gaz.
So the skeleton does come back bloodied. The thing gets to go.
Woohoo! Oh, it's excited.
It does seem sort of excited. Oh, does a 27 hit your AC?
Yes.
Sadly.
Multiple claws reach out and darkness engulfs Cowan. And Cowan disappears.
Oh,
But I still pushed him into the portal.
And he yells, "You poofed her!"
Okay.
I'm sorry.
How much damage does that do to me?
All of them.
Well, I only have 7 hit points.
Okay, think of all the hit points in the world.
Right.
That's how much damage you take.
Okay.
Jeez. Crap.
As you now get to see where Calorel has gone.
Sad.
And the last thing that you see before
that's fine. It's good pay. It's a payoff of me shoving Calorel into the portal. I'm happy with that.
Platinum Dragon would be proud.
Platinum Dragon is proud of me.
Though I will
and we'll save you from the pits of Orcus.
As written, that should kill you. I would admit that if we were going to make this an ongoing campaign, I would merely trap you in the Shadowfell. And
Phoenix
would have to try and get you. But since it's a one shot,
I'm dead.
One is shot.
Not a problem. Cowan has given his life.
I heard. That's why I didn't want to push him in the portal.
Nobly, Cowan has given his life, and I'm happy with that death. So,
yes.
Moving on.
That was a noble fact.
A death worthy of a paladin.
Yes.
And I'm sure the Platinum Dragon will send mighty warriors to the Shadowfell to fetch my soul and return
if
it to
you want, because I know that you have the PDF, but if you want, you can look up Calorel. Because he wasn't even... Well, you can look him up since you're dead. And see what you saved the party
he's
from.
Also dead.
Well...
Okay.
Yeah, he's getting sort of...
Munched on,
let's
hopefully.
Let's say that Orcus doesn't really tolerate failure.
That
well... Iona, you're up.
All right. I'm sure you got a dramatic... Cowan, no! Yes. What happens if I run?
There's no running, really.
No.
Actually, I think if you run, you get...
You get an extra two.
You get two extra spaces.
But you grant
everyone combat advantage.
You grant combat advantage if you do it.
There's a lot of people around you.
Yeah, mostly our guys. What the crap?
I mean, you know... Seth might attack right. you. Just
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Seth might go, ha!
He might mistakenly think you're Cheeto running by.
Crap. It's 14 away. I can't get close enough.
Well, that may change plans.
Ooh. That would suck.
7.
Carl hit 186 hit points.
Jesus.
And he was regenerating in the circle.
Nice.
You're not supposed to be looking.
I ain't dead. It does not matter.
No, I'm satisfied with that. That was noble.
Like, yeah, I could have shifted him into the portal. I just was like... Yeah.
The way you would have done it probably would have been fine. You probably, because you weren't, I think that happened because I was right next to the portal. So.
Well, I was also, you know, if we exchange Galarail for Orcus, that could kind of be bad too. You know?
Orcus shows up, we die. There's an fight.
That's it.
He's divine, slightly demonic, whatever. It kills us. We either worship him or die.
All
not
right.
High enough level.
So I'm gonna move. I'm gonna run.
It's like God shows
up. Use my
up,
action point to move. Again, and then I'm gonna cast Turn Undead and see if I can't push him into the pit.
So I basically ran screaming at ran at him and go, if you want to meet Arcus, you will! And shoved him into the portal.
All right.
Apparently carried him into the portal.
Apparently. Well, no, and then everything seemed fine as I turned around and then darkness closet and pulled me in.
Iona.
17 versus Will on the white.
White. That is enough.
Okay. I'm casting Turn Undead on the light.
That's pretty good.
And I can push him up to, I think 7 squares or 4 squares.
Okay.
Or it's 3 squares plus my charisma, so
you're
it's
gonna throw him in the pit,
7 squares.
Okay. He gets a save to see that if to see if he falls or not. He so falls into the pit.
Because otherwise, I still get to, you know. Damage him. You get to.
Well, I will tell you, the pit is 60 feet deep.
So
you may roll 6 die 10 versus damage to see what happens to him if you like.
No, no, no. I meant that my turn undead does damage.
Okay.
So
roll that damage.
Do you want me to roll the damage?
Roll your turn undead damage first.
Okay. That's 11. 11 points of damage.
Okay. And then go ahead and roll another 6 die 10 just to see if the white survives the fall.
If there's anything left.
That's 2.
Because that would have bloodied him.
That's 3, 4. We'll do 4 and then I'll do 2 more if I have to. Oops. I lost one.
There it is. It's a
10. It's a 10. That's 19. There was 4. Where'd the other one go? Okay. 19, 22. Plus 2 more. 27 total.
Not enough to kill it?
Okay, it falls into the pit.
Isn't quite dead.
It falls into the pit.
I'm not teleporting. So there.
Well, and that's radiant. Well, and I was going to say that's radiant damage, so.
No, I just looked. You did 27. He took 20. He only had 26 left.
Oh. Okay. I was going to say that beginning portion was, you know. Radiant damage, so isn't that like on an undead thing? Isn't that
yes,
like damage and a half or something?
It's way dead.
It's more dead.
It's dead a lot.
The skeleton go away
deader than it was. No, the skeleton's still there. That's what
The dwarf needs to get away from that spot.
Yes.
Well, whose turn is it?
So I'm
it
done.
Would be Fangy's turn.
Okay. Well, we will wait for Fangy.
And that's where the dancing girls go. So.
But I'm not going to hit the dancing
girls. What do we
girls.
Do with the duck?
Well, that's really up to you guys.
Go.
Oh. It's your turn.
Oh,
all right,
okay.
Fangy.
Get away from the tentacles.
Yeah, we would suggest getting away from the portal.
We can zap it with magic for a long time, but get away from it. I have a crossbow if you don't have a missile weapon.
It is a skeleton. You want to use a crossbow against a skeleton?
I'm not worried about. I'm not talking about the skeleton. I'm talking about the big thing.
The darkness ascending.
Yeah.
The portal is starting to flicker and do all sorts of. It doesn't
wiggity
look good.
Things. So it's probably going to explode.
I'm going to go up top, get a cannon.
Okay, reaping strike against the skeleton.
Okay.
I just moved around him.
All right.
21 against AC.
Okay, hold on. You moved around the skeleton?
Yeah.
Okay. The claws go swing at you.
Okay, go ahead.
Does an AC 21 hit you?
Yes.
You are... Let me make sure.
I wonder if you could shift and then shift again. You still have your action point?
No, I used it.
Okay. What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you saying hi to Robin? Are you trying to be a good boy? Is that your Ethan over there?
He's okay, not you try to move. You were what? Right here.
I was right behind him. Yeah.
Okay, you try to shift. Note that if you... Okay, before we do this, mm-hmm. if you move, the skeleton will get to swing at you, and the thing in the portal will get to swing at you.
Okay.
She can shift, yeah?
She can shift once, yes. One, so if you wanted to, you could, like, shift over here, and you'd be out of the range of the thing in the portal, and no one would get to swing at you.
Mm-hmm. And you'd still get to hit the skeleton.
Actually, I take that back. You'd still be within the range of the thing in the portal.
I would be in the range. Yeah, I would be in the range. That's why I was going to go around it.
Okay.
I thought it was only three. One, two, three. We're not counting from the inside, though.
One, two, three.
Yeah. Oh.
This is inside the portal.
Oh.
One, two, three. So, yeah, if you want to get completely out of it, that's what it'll take. Both of them will get a swing at you.
That's fine. Swing away.
Okay. So you try to
move. I'm trying to get out of it. Yep.
21 hits you.
What if she shifts once? No, you can't. Never mind.
Mm-mm. Well, if she didn't want to attack, she could actually take a shift.
Take 8 points of damage.
She could move twice.
As the claw kind of moves you back. So you kind of try to go here, and the claw moves you back there.
All right.
And I believe that ends your movement.
Okay.
And the skeleton also gets to swing at you, and will miss you.
Okay.
So I believe a...
How does that work?
It goes down.
Well, you try to move. What happens, actually, here's what happens. You try to move, they both get a swing at you. The thing in the portal...
Grabs you
and pulls you back. So actually, you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crap.
And your move ends.
Okay.
The skeleton tried to swing at you but missed.
Okay.
So that was your move action.
Mm-hmm.
You may try moving again if you wish. Note that the thing in the portal won't get another swing at you if you move again, because it only gets one opportunity attack. Per creature.
Okay.
So, because this is still your turn, mm-hmm. if you move in here, it can't attack you again.
Mm-hmm. Away from it.
So you could move diagonally, or that way and that
way. Get away from it. We will blast the hell out of that skeleton.
There's more people around that can take care of the skeleton.
Or have the skeleton chase you. Just get away from that tentacle thing.
Because you'll have to convert your standard action into a movement, because you can't use your minor as a move.
All I know is we can defeat the skeleton.
Yes, we can take the skeleton. He's bloodied. There are plenty of us around to take him.
So what do you want to do?
Because
currently you have a standard and a minor left. Mm-hmm. So you can move again.
Mm-hmm. I suppose I'll just move one.
You're still going to be in its reach.
Well, you could go, like,
right.
If you wanted to, what you could do is you could go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Then you'd be out of its reach.
And you'd be out of this thing's reach and still
and
be
still,
at a place where you could swing at the skeleton later.
That's fine.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's initially what I was going to do, so.
Okay. Gaz. The portal is not looking good at this point. And in fact, the circle itself is starting to flicker.
I will take a death strike in
and Mr. Skeleton.
Okay.
AC 17
is not enough to hit Skeleton.
That's fine.
Now the Skeleton gets to go. Skeleton will take a swing at Fang Yi. Does an AC 16 hit you?
No.
Okay, the Skeleton will miss. Cheeto!
I was going to say, I'm assuming Cheetah's going to curse the skeleton again.
It would be correct.
Well, I can't curse the big dude. He's too far away. Well, I mean, I could. I'll have to curse him first. Get up there.
Wes is going to jump in the portal.
And go after Cullen.
Yeah.
He rolled a 1 on his wisdom check. He's still thinking about it.
Okay, well, the portal's not looking so good, and the magic circle there is starting to flicker.
We need dynamite.
Lots Anyone who wants to can go ahead and make an arcana roll. Or a arcana or religion.
I will make both.
Got a 20 on an arcana.
Okay. I also
I got
a 20
on
arcana.
Religion.
And on religion.
You probably have, I don't know, less than...
I got 18.
Yeah, my arcana works.
It's okay. It's probably got 3 more rounds until it collapses.
What happens when it collapses?
Well, the portal will at least close.
We probably don't want to be here.
That may or may not do anything here, but it looks like the portal is in the process of closing. Like, pushing Kalorel into it seems to have destabilized it. And it's in the process of going away.
Okay.
You know, is that going to cause everything to come tumbling down? No idea, but the portal itself is in the process of closing. And you've probably got 2 or 3 more rounds until it does.
All right. Did a 19 hit its reflex?
Yes.
Okay, then it takes... 11 points of damage, and it has a -5 to its attack roll until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
I'm going to recommend that we climb back up.
I'll cover the retreat.
Is anyone going to respond?
I did. I said I'll cover the retreat.
All right, Seth, what are you doing?
Go ahead. Are you immobilized or weakened?
I was immobilized a long time ago and never saved.
Oh. We'll assume that you've saved.
Okay. Because otherwise, shouldn't it have gone away when Kalorel went away?
Yeah.
Get to the choppers!
So Seth is all, get to the chopper!
Get to the chopper!
One skeleton doesn't matter.
Remember when I said I'd kill you last? I lied.
It's up to you, so what are you doing?
I'll go back over and try to start climbing up.
Alright, give me a... What is it? Athletics. What's an athletics roll?
We've still got ropes. We all get stuck at... Yeah, but the ropes are 15 feet up. Well, except for hers.
Except for one.
Mine's not.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We got two that are 15 feet up, and then
mine's
we got
all the way down.
That one.
Yeah.
I was going to say, at least that wouldn't be
I'm
as slick as trying to
right.
climb the
athletics roll.
Blood slicking chain.
13.
Okay, make another athletics roll.
So you can try to climb the rope up.
Ooh, 5.
Okay, so you make it about halfway up, and then you fall.
Ouch.
Do you have acrobatics trained?
No.
Okay. Take a point of damage as you fall back into the blood pool.
Sploosh. Curse sploosh.
Let's see. The thing gets to go. The thing will start flailing wildly. The thing will sort of wildly.
Oh, maybe it's like one of those things they have on Family Guys. Those crazy, wacky, inflatable creatures.
Yes, the
good. He's always trying to sell.
Yes. Yes.
Iona.
That's actually all it is.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, I'm going to go ahead and
just tripped. Cowan just tripped. Oh.
See,
has anybody walked over the grates?
No.
I did.
You didn't fall through, right?
Not yet.
He's smaller than you.
Oh, that's true.
Even in his mind, though, he can't defeat orchids. That's a little too big.
He's insane, but not criminally insane.
Yeah. I had a character who magic missiled a dragon at level 1.
Alright, she's survived. Running. Run, run.
Get out of here! Five. Where are you going? Don't go that way. Too close.
Should be 6 is your move.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, now he's in range. Okay, I'm going to try and Lance of Faith the...
The skeleton?
Yes.
Okay. Roll it.
25 versus reflex.
Oh, yeah, that'll hit him.
Nine. And I get to use my my other nifty ability because I never got to use it on Calro. Plus 7.
Okay.
So 16.
You do roughly twice the amount of damage that it actually has left. It explodes in a burst of radiant light.
Woot! All right. And then we can all hasten to our retreat.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Because that would be all of them.
That would be all of them.
There's a big guy.
Crawling out of this pit comes the... then it fails its athletic checks on the last hit, and last turn falls and dies.
Oh, yeah. Crap.
Ah! Only had 1 hit point left.
But do the undead take falling damage?
Yes.
Yes.
I would say that the undead are affected by gravity.
Yes.
I don't know, man.
Unless they're non-corporeal.
Yeah, if they're not, then they're just like, I'm not going to fall.
I'm just floating. Right. Floating here.
I refuse to fall.
So what do you guys do?
I think we should retreat.
Okay. Keep trying to climb up.
All right.
I cover the retreat and then climb up.
And become merchants.
Yes. I want to sell t-shirts. In the name of Cowan and the Platinum collapse. Dragon.
Sorry, they'll misspell your name. It's spelled with a K.
The thought that counts.
Okay.
Didn't you guys spell check this?
Scramble up the ropes. And the portal itself grows more and more unstable and finally collapses. And when it finally collapses, a blast of darkness fills the room for a second. And it's like the portal itself almost breaks open. And something from the other side slips through and then is pulled back in. And all the lights in the area go out. It's pitch black down there, but everything is quiet. And for the first time... really, since before you got to Shadowfell, you don't have this impending sense of doom.
To the keep. It's not the keep is not the Shadowfell.
Yes. Basically, since before you came here, came to the keep, you no longer have this impending sense of doom.
Bum bum bum.
So now you would get tons and tons of experience points.
And treasures?
And, well...
Fat loot?
There are some treasures, but treasures are all sitting down in the...
Murky darkness?
Murky darkness. I don't know if anyone wants to go get them.
No.
No, thank you.
Going to town.
Going to town.
And the town is ecstatically happy.
Has anyone taken notes as to the mapping of the thing like they were supposed to?
There's a big party... everybody's rooms and meals and everything is comped.
Sweet.
And spend days partying. And
at the Montecito.
Everyone's very excited.
At the Montecito, yes.
Everyone is very excited. Ed DeLine himself comes out and congratulates you and gives you a line of credit.
Sweet. All right, I need a bat and a teleportation to Orcus's realm.
Pop! He'll work on that for you.
It says line. He could probably do it.
He wants you to pay in cash. He can probably do that. He wants you to pay in cash up front.
Line of credit. Line of credit.
The credit's for gambling only.
Oh, okay.
Because he expects you to lose it.
That's fine.
And it is, you know, credit.
Because you can lose it and pay it back.
I'm sorry, I lost at your casino and then burned it down. My apologies. But I got my bat. Teleportation.
So there you go, guys.
That
is the keep on the Shadow
Fell. So ended the keep on the Shadow Fell.
So ended the keep on the Shadow Fell. 301 days after the epic started.
Yep. 301 days, 43 weeks.
We managed.
To get only through kill one.
With only one character death.
One character fatality. Yep.
Clearly, I'm slacking as a GM.
So yeah, you still are a carpetbagger.
Yes.
But you did kill Splug.
I did, in we fact, did kill Splug. Yeah. That, yes. I don't really take that as a... That doesn't really
he was
count.
My friend.
Not a character.
He was my friend. He was a character to me.
He was like alrighty. A out of control.
I'm going to stop it there. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody!
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Fat Dragon Games, Green Ronin Publishing, and Wizards of the Coast. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
Hello, this is Richard Hatch from Battlestar Galactica. When you play a role-playing game, do you like to have your own dice? GMDice.com is one of the best selections of dice on the internet. From stone dice to metal dice and even bone dice, GMDice.com is your dice store.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said. Thought a night out with you and me and BC would make everything alright.